This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Today, FBI Director James Comey, in the hot seat before the Senate Judiciary Committee, said he has no regrets about his letter to Congress announcing the Hillary Clinton email probe was reopened.
So help me God.
Even if it affected the outcome of the election.
It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
And Comey made the stunning admission his lack of confidence in Justice Department leadership after Attorney General Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac paved the way for his unprecedented press conference last July announcing he didn't recommend charges.
The department leadership could not credibly complete the investigation and decline prosecution without grievous damage to the American people's confidence in the justice system. That was a hard call for me to make, to call the Attorney General that morning and say, I'm about to do a press conference and I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to say. And I said to her, I hope someday you'll understand why I think I have to do this. But look, I wasn't loving this. I knew this would be disastrous for me personally, but I thought this is the best way to protect these institutions that we care so much about. I
want
to
start. Democrats fired back, asking him why he didn't also publicly acknowledge the ongoing probe into Russians' connections with Trump campaign associates before the election.
Had there been public notice that there was a renewed investigation into both campaigns, I think the impact would have been different. Would you agree?
That's a separate question from, do you confirm the existence of a classified investigation that has just started to try and figure out, are there any connections between that Russian activity and U.S. persons that started in late July? And remember, the Hillary Clinton investigation, we didn't confirm it existed until 3 months after it started, and it started publicly. So I thought the consistent principle would be, we don't confirm the existence of certainly any investigation that involves a U.S. person, but a classified investigation in its early stages. We don't know what we have, what is there. And so my judgment was consistent with the principles I've always operated under. That was the right thing to do.
Well, what do you think? Were you satisfied with FBI Director Comey's answers? It gave us, I think, a little bit better insight as to what he was dealing with. And that was my question as well. The second question there was why he did not reveal the Trump investigation. But again, you have to understand the timeline here and where they were in regards to the Trump investigation, that it had just been opened. They didn't even know if there was anything there yet, although with Hillary Clinton's investigation, there was a plethora of information, and they had, you know, he believed in his own conscience that this is something he had to do, but you could tell this was not an easy decision for him, and to probably be an asterisk forever in the 2016 election, it's going to be, you know, forever questioned as to how much responsibility the FBI and James Comey in particular had on the results of the election. Of course, Hillary Clinton, in her recent appearance, picked no bones about it. I mean, she pretty much laid the loss of her campaign and her election right there at the feet of one James Comey. And, you know, some people might say that's a little unfair. You know, maybe, you know, people who are trying to be reasonable, I guess. But if you're, you know, if you're for Hillary, then yes, you're going to agree with what Hillary said that, yes, but, you know, that's, you have to forget and put aside that Hillary got the ball rolling with some of the decisions she had made before all this began. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome to 5 Fun Facts About the National Day of Prayer. So when is the day actually observed? The National Day of Prayer is a day that's observed every year on the first Thursday of May. It was designated by the United States Congress when people were asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation. Each year since its inception, the President has signed a proclamation encouraging all Americans to pray on this day. At one point, did you know the constitutionality of the National Day of Prayer was challenged? It was unsuccessfully challenged in court by the Freedom From Religion Foundation after their first attempt was dismissed by a federal appellate court in April of 2011. Did you know the National Day of Prayer has a twin? It shares common roots with the celebration of Thanksgiving. Both were national proclamations establishing a day of prayer, but in the New England colonies, traditional observances in late fall called for prayer and thanksgiving, while observances in the spring or summer called for prayer and fasting. The fall observance was established by President Abraham Lincoln as the official Thanksgiving holiday in 1863. However, the spring observance was established by President Harry S. Truman in 1952 as the National Day of Prayer. So how much do we pray? According to the Pew Research Center, more than 55% of Americans pray every day. 60% of older Americans are likely to pray every day, compared to that of 45% of younger Americans. And last but not least, what's this year's theme? The 2017 theme for the National Day of Prayer is For Your Great Name's Sake. It is based on the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19. And there you have it. 5 fun facts about the National Day of Prayer.
Day of Prayer all over America. And, surprisingly, many Christians, maybe because Christians have been so beat up and invalidated over the recent decades here, that they have forgotten that the National Day of Prayer is something that our president proclaimed, and that is to take place, as he just stated, each year on the first Thursday in May. The president shall issue each year. Okay, this is a law. Okay, the president shall issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as National Day of Prayer, on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches and groups and as individuals. This is Public Law 105-225. As citizens and residents of the United States, and as believers of Christ Jesus, we not only have a spiritual responsibility, according to 1 Timothy 2, verses 1-2, to pray, but a civic duty as well to heed our president's call to stand in the gap for our nation. Who but God's people have the ability to enter into the very throne room of heaven with prayers and petitions. The theme this year, for your great name's sake, forgive us, heal us. From Daniel chapter 9, verse 19, which says, O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act for your sake, O my God. As the 2017 National Day of Prayer is today, May the 4th, many individuals, churches, communities will be working and are working to rally millions of Christians to once again heed this call. And many would say if there was ever a time that America needed, you know, to turn to prayer. I mean, this has been ongoing here in recent eras. You know, Second Chronicles 7, you know, if we will humble ourselves and pray, was a theme and inspiration. And that has been an ongoing prayer as well, because many see the offenses that have occurred within our country that have offended God. And the hope is that we could get God to turn back toward us, as some would suggest that maybe God has turned his back on us. Because like the children of Israel in the book of Judges, they would see things according to their own eyes. Are we victims of that here in this country today? We are seeing things according to our own eyes because we don't want to answer the tough questions. We've turned our backs on things that God has said. And we hear that voice that has echoed through the millennia. Did God really say? And many who believe that God's word is true and absolute say, in fact, God said. But there is that movement. And this not only has been in the church, but throughout our culture, that questions whether or not God really intended and God really said. And here we are down the road in this culture, you know, considering that some 60 million, close to 60 million babies have been aborted. The impact on our culture, the things that we embrace, things that, you know, while we were growing up, we may have said were abnormal are now being normal. Of course, we've been told that there will be a time when we will call that which is, you know, good, bad, and that which is bad, good, evil, good, you know, that which is right, bad, and evil. I mean, and here we are. I mean, we're leaving, you know, forget about living the dream. I mean, we're living the nightmare here in this country. And so who do you turn to? And this is the opportunity that we all have here in this country. A country that we have prayed for many years, and our founding fathers prayed that God would bless this country, that it would be the home of the brave, land of the free. Well, where does freedom come from? In our Constitution, it's real clear it doesn't come from government. You know, there are immutable laws, there are immutable rights that we have that are God-given, that if we subordinate those and give them to the state and government, what they giveth, they can taketh away, right? But our founding fathers understood clearly that there were certain rights that were determined to be given to we the people, to the citizens of heaven, and, you know, never should they be compromised. But have we? And I believe that this is foundational to our yearning to get this country back on track. Is that we need to, first of all, reconnect with He who created the concept of nations, who, you know, for a time such as this and for eras before, rose up and allowed a country to rise up like America, a country like no other. When you consider where we are and why we continue to be that shining light on a hill, you know, why are we that magnet? You know, what do we represent to people all over the world that will have them, you know, swim, get on boats at the risk of their own lives to come to this country? Well, at the foundation of this, I believe it's because this has been a nation, a praying nation for the most part. And I am grateful to the organization, the National Day of Prayer, and Graham Lotz and so many volunteers around this country who come together every year in response to their civic duty and a spiritual duty, dare I say, to honor the National Day of Prayer. And again, I remind you of the theme for this year. It's for your great name's sake. For your great name's sake. Forgive us and heal us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
What would come today unless it was going to pass? Make no mistake, I'm not on the whip team. I don't count the votes. I try to get the policy right, and that's been my job in this process.
How do you feel about voting on a bill without a CBO score and not really understanding its impact on the population?
Well, you have a CBO score. Remember, this bill is the bill that was marked up in our committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, a month ago. This is the bill that was on the floor several weeks ago. The Speaker hit the pause button because he wasn't sure that he had the votes. So the bill text has been, the base bill text has been out there for a long time. It's substantially similar to a bill that passed in December of 2015. There was also a reconciliation bill that did pass the House and the Senate, was vetoed by President Obama. So as far as all of the concepts being brand new, that's not accurate. And the bill was read in its entirety, the whole 120 pages of the Energy and Commerce jurisdiction. It was read during the markup. That was one of the requests of a Democrat in the markup, and that was accomplished.
There it is. I mean, you know, the thing I find quite interesting, Scott, is lefties really and progressives really expose themselves. And I'm talking about the media themselves. They're not even asking fair-minded. They're already prejudiced. I mean, listen to the way that question was asked. The congressman, in his own sobriety and understanding of facts, lays the facts out there. And what can Cohen say? You know, I mean, he's back on his heels, right? You know, he just doesn't have a real good response to this.
Well, yeah, this is the same, pretty much the same thing that passed in 2015 that was vetoed. I thought that line right there is pretty okay. So this is something that they've actually gotten.
These are the talking points. You know, well, it hasn't been scored. Huh? How does that make you feel to pass something that hasn't been scored? Well, not you're misreporting. And of course, I appreciate that the congressman brought this up and answered that question matter-of-factly, and especially on CNN, where people, you know, they buy into these talking points and they start echoing these things that are not true. And then CNN wonders why people perceive them to be the purveyors of fake news. I mean, what are you doing on behalf of the people here to help us understand, you know, what is going on, especially with an important topic like healthcare? I mean, America is in a serious situation right now with Obamacare unraveling the way it is. It's going to come down hard. And then all you hear from Nancy Pelosi and, the other Democrats who created this mess to begin with is that...
you had to pass it to find out what was in it.
Yeah, I mean...
Already a step ahead of that, by the way.
We're in it. We're so far into it that we can't see over the lid and find an exit ramp on this thing. But, I think of all the families that have been affected over the last 7-8 years. And, there's been some positive stories, no doubt, that where it's been there. But there's also been a lot of negative stories, too. And those are not being reported on. You know, we hear about Jimmy Kimmel, and boy, they took the ball and ran with his story and said, here it is. And I can't imagine the whole situation with Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, it's not like he's without funds. I mean, you mean to tell me that he would totally have to rely on Obamacare? I'm not sure I tracked and understood exactly what was going on here in his personal life, but it seemed very touching, and he wanted to relate this to Obamacare and why Obamacare needed to stick around. Well, if that was the case, I mean, truly the case, we'd hear a lot more of this, and it would be a lot more universal in terms of not only its appeal, but its effectiveness.
Yeah, and again, a guy that's worth $35 million. Are you telling me that he had no other choice than to have Obamacare? And let's find out. Has he had health insurance the entire time? Because as far as I know, the health insurance companies can't deny.
That was part of the game,
kid, right?
That was all part of the game. Is that you could come in at the last second because they have to accept pre-existing. All under that, that idea. So somebody could say, okay, I'm not going to participate. Oops, got a problem. I need it. I run to it, and no harm, no foul. And they get to participate with Obamacare. And this, you know, was part of a challenge. Because meanwhile, when we needed them to, you know, participate in carrying the weight, they're not there. But now that they need to be the ones to be carried, then they jump in. And it's okay. Well, you know, fair-minded people understand that that's problematic. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Obamacare has been on life support for a long time. And the Democrats, because they've turned this into a political deal instead of what it is. I mean, this is a national crisis. The Democrats came in and said, hey, we're going to fix health care. Well, they actually made it worse. They messed this thing up, and now, because it's they've turned it into political football, I mean, ignoring the lives, the health of Americans that it involves, they want to act so self-righteous as if, okay, well, this is now the Republicans' problem, because they pick it up, and it belongs to them. Well, the Republicans are picking it up because, you know, somebody had to, and that's what leadership does. It does pick these things up, but by the same token, the Republicans need to be a lot smarter instead of turning this into another chapter of the political, you know, football and process. And this is what's frustrating to conservatives and the rest of the Americans, because we're just not getting a clear picture. Now, hopefully we will. And I know a lot of people in Congress who understand this is all part of the due process. You have to go through this. Government moves slowly. You know, we hear this time and time again. But, boy, if our health moves slowly and the need for, you know, health answers move slowly, that would be okay. But we have people right now that need this health care situation resolved sooner, not later, right?
Well, and we need our news outlets to start just giving us the news. Just put the facts out there. Don't. Stop with the with harping on just one thing. It bothers me a lot because on stuff like this, they have the bill. They know what's in it. They can easily just lay it out and say, you know, we have this, and this, and this, and this. And you don't have to tell me what's good or bad, because there might be things that somebody thinks are good. But right. I think, well, that kind of, I don't like that. You right. know, there's one portion of the country that thinks, you know, having health care pay for abortions is good. I don't mm-hmm. think that. I don't agree with that.
Right.
But at the same time, I understand that there's a group of people out there that want that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can't. They gotta stop trying to give people their opinions. Mm-hmm. Just put the facts out there.
Well, and you would think, and this is what bothers me about the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi at all, is that, look at, you guys created this. You know, where are you in resolving this deal? Now, some are very hardcore, like you say, they don't want to move, whether it's on abortion and that. You know, you got Democrats going, hey, look at, if you want to talk about fixing Obamacare, they want it to be maintained. They want Obamacare's legacy, their signature piece of legislation, to be the big banner headline. They want that to be maintained. And the Republicans are seeing it just the opposite. Well, it's kind of hard when the very thing that you've created, that you wanted, in, you know, you got all this political capital for and credit for, that, you know, somebody comes in and says, hey, look at this thing is an absolute disaster. We're going to repeal it and get rid of it altogether. Well, you know, they're not going to go down easy, and you can appreciate and understand their reticence. However, the fact of the matter is they have to, they don't have to, because they haven't done it. You would only hope that for the sake of we the people, and that's what you were saying earlier, Scott, for the sake of us, you know, that they're there to legislate, to, you know, they decided to insert themselves into our health care options. It's like, okay, well, then if you think you can do it better than we the people and our doctors, then show us something better. And I'm only hoping after everything is said and done that there is an avenue for people to do what we've been talking about, like with Dr. Josh Umber and Atlas MD, is that there would be a direct pay model that could be realized out of this program as well. That people would not be penalized for working directly with their doctors. Well, the conversation continues. Let us know your thoughts at BML Talk, or drop me an email.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, John LeBoutelier is with us, American political columnist, pundit, former Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from New York, author of Harvard Hates America. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. Good
hey, we've got so much to talk about here. We got Trump's 100 days in the rearview mirror, the next 100 days in the windshield. It's been an incredible ride, dare we say, right?
It has been an incredible, active, but not particularly productive first 100 days, but that's all right. No one really ever remembers the 100 days after you get going past it, unless, and this is possible, it's a precursor. In other words, the chaos, the turmoil that is White House, that is Donald Trump's White House, if that's going to continue, that's not good. If it settles down as it should, then we'll all be okay. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet.
Well, all this is being exacerbated. Yes, you have the Donald Trump personality, but the Democrats and Hillary and everybody that is still in shock, seeking therapy over the November elections, is all adding to this chaos, aren't they?
Yes, it is. It's like the election is still going on. I mean, every day someone's re-litigating Russia, Comey, Trump's bringing it up. I mean, we're stuck in 2016 when that's ancient history already. It doesn't matter what happened. It's done. Right. And we need to make new history now by doing good things. Now, today is this big vote on this health care thing, which was the signature issue of the GOP through the four last elections, 2010, 12, 14, and 16. And we won three of them basically on a promise to, quote, repeal and replace Obamacare. So today they're going to vote on this thing that really is not a repeal. They may try to say it is, but it's built on Obamacare bill, but it's changing some of it, stripping out some of the provisions of it and trying to keep in the two provisions that the public overwhelmingly likes, that you have to be covered if you have a pre-existing condition and kids stay on the parents' policy till they're 26. That stays in, but how the public's going to read this thing. They hated this bill a month ago. Only 17% of the country liked the bill. I don't think it'll change now. I think Republicans are embracing an unpopular bill, just like the Democrats did 8 years ago.
Right, exactly. Well, John, what happened here? Because it wasn't that long ago the public was anti-Obamacare, and then all of a sudden, I guess now that you get to the point where it might be gone, everybody's trying to find a reason, and all of a sudden they're in love with something they're about to lose that they said wasn't worth much.
Well, I think that's an exaggeration. I don't think they're in love with it. I think, but they were against it always from the day it passed in April 2010. It was around 55-45 against Obamacare, pretty much consistently. And that's why Republicans won these three out of four elections, on that promise to get rid of it. Since Trump won, and it was clear that the Republicans had the power now to get rid of Obamacare, and people have looked at Obamacare and their care, that number has turned around a little bit. It's like 53-47 in favor of Obamacare. I wouldn't say that's in love with it, but people who have it feel that they're worried that it'll be taken away from them. And hey, we know this. Once you put government entitlement programs in, when have we ever taken one away?
Yes.
Never.
Exactly. Ronald Reagan said it's the closest thing to eternal life, right? A government program.
There you go.
So,
and that's why this isn't really taking the whole shebang away, but it'll be perceived that way by some voters. So just on politics, not on health care, on the politics of it. As of today, if we vote this thing in the House, we Republicans from today on, we own the health care system in America.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi is gift wrapping it, and she's ready to hand it over, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. The quote I saw from her overnight was, I don't have it exactly, she said, but the Republicans are ready to stamp this thing on their forehead and move ahead with it from now on. And she's right. If this thing's not as good as Obamacare, if there are problems from it, whatever happens, we're going to be the ones blamed, just like the Democrats have been blamed for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, look what Obamacare did to the Democratic Party, Bill.
Right, exactly.
They lost the House, the Senate, ultimately the White House in part, and state houses all across the country, governorships, all because of this one law that frankly was jammed through 8 years ago with dirty deals in the Senate, the Cornhusker Compromise, the Louisiana Purchase, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, look at the way we're doing this. We're jamming this thing through without scoring it from the CBO. We don't really know how many people are going to lose health care. We don't know if premiums, as they told me today, are going to go down, which when does anything go down?
Mm-hmm.
A month ago, that bill, they said that premiums would go up. Now these Republicans are saying it'll go down. I hope it does go down.
Right.
But I'm skeptical of all of this stuff.
Well, as you say, it's so complex, John, is that even if they win in some parts of the plan, they're going to lose. It's inevitable. You know, you cannot have a perfect health care plan. I've said all along they need to, you know, mitigate some of the risk here by allowing people. I mean, if you repeal Obamacare, just flat out just repeal it. let people go and, you know, that have the wherewithal to go and secure their own health insurance. Dr. Josh Umber, we've talked with him at length, with Atlas MD. He's got like 500 clinics around the country, and it's kind of a concierge type of concept. People are paying $50 a month for all the medical services that they need. I'm talking about general care. I'm not talking about anything at a catastrophic level. But, you know, for the everyday use of health care, they're covered, no copay. They've renegotiated prescriptions to where they're 10 cents on the dollar. It is an incredible success story, and that's been available here across the country. But Obamacare, as it stands right now, gets in the way of that. But you're talking, you know, about $600 a year versus anywhere from $12,000 to $17,000 in premium costs. And before you really get any kind of service, and all you have is a healthcare card with Obamacare, and I'm talking not everybody across the board certainly, but the people who are, you know, carrying the weight of Obamacare, the people who are paying for it out of their pocket, after everything is all said and done for all this money, they just have a healthcare card. Not a lot of value.
Well, no, that's the problem, and. I just worry. We all run into people in day to day who have a problem that day with the doctor won't take my insurance, or the insurance won't reimburse, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take their wrath out now on Republicans in 2018 and 2020 if they have a problem. And there are always problems, and
exactly.
There will always be problems. So I just hope. It doesn't eviscerate the Republicans the way it did the Democrats.
Well, as I said, we have 100 days, the first 100 days of this administration in the rearview mirror, the next 100 days in the windshield. What are we looking at here, John? We got about a minute left here.
Well, I think we're going to look at this health care thing as the main focus from the Hill and Trump working on that over the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the rest of it's going to be foreign relations, these trips that he's going to start taking, and he's going to focus on that.
What about tax reform?
Takes too long. They'll do it, but it'll take all. They won't get it done until next year.
Mm. Do you see Trump exercising more of his bully pulpit and taking his message out to the people? He seems to have more of a winning opportunity available to him when he's talking with the people as opposed to being on the Beltway.
But he didn't do it for the health care bill. He's never addressed the country for this bill. And I
exactly.
think that's a mistake.
Well, yeah. John Leboutlier, American political columnist, pundit, and former Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives. John, thank you as always. Great to have you with us, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Great talking to you.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
There they are, the dancing juju bees, huh? Popcorn, a little Coca-Cola, why not? Hey, it's movie time, and you know what that means. Time for the movie guy, Steve Evans, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Hey, Steve-O, always good to have you with us. May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day officially, huh?
Absolutely, yes. Why not? That, you know, it's just been such a phenomenal story, and what a great franchise that's been for all concerned. I remember way back when it opened. How about you?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the enthusiasm, and it's amazing. You know, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Cole Horton, and Cole and his organization have put together I think it's the ultimate. I've never seen anything like this, Steve. You'd love this book. It is the encyclopedia. I mean, it's a museum encyclopedia of Star Wars. All the nuances, the different characters, the, storylines that, as you know with Star Wars, you can watch that 100 times and you're still seeing something new, right?
Yes, of course. I remember, though, way back when, I mean, it's a great story. George Lucas had this idea. He shopped it all over town. People said, no, it's not going to work. You know, nobody's going to see a movie with war in the title. That was back in the days. Mm-hmm. And, see, the sci-fi is dead. And he shopped this all over town. Finally, he went to 20th Century Fox, and they said, well, okay, we'll give it a shot. He had to sign a 3-picture deal. And they said, well, you know, just have it on the odd chance it is a success. We want to lock you in for 2 more pictures. And, of course, it just blew the doors off. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
And here it is. I mean, we're transcending generations, Steve, with this deal. I mean, one of the things like here recently, I mean, we loved Art as much as we love R2-D2, one of the characters, right? I mean, we've just grown up with it and been endeared by him. And then there was this new character that was brought on the screen. And I got to tell you, I was amazed. The little kids, how they all responded, when BB-8 came on the screen. BB-8, BB-8. I'm going, what the heck is BB-8?
Yeah.
I had to do some research because I had no idea. But these kids, you know, because of all the pre-sale of the merchandising and everything, these kids knew what it was all about. I had no clue.
Have it down. They have it dialed in, the Disney company, and that will continue for quite some time. You know, we have another film which is successful and is another franchise which just continues to roll. Not quite at the Star Wars level, but the Furious franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's continues to roll as well.
Now, I mean, like they're not smiling on their way to the bank? Are you kidding me?
Well, the Fate of the Furious broke $1 billion. It's been out for about 3 weeks, $1 billion worldwide. And, yes, they've already scheduled another Furious movie for 2019 and another for 2021. The Money Machine will continue. Incredible
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you have, I mean, how many movies? I mean, you're talking, what, the top 1% of all movies to break $1 billion like this?
I know. I mean, you don't need to have very many if you happen to be a part of it. It's, you know, it's really kind of an unusual world we're living in. Mm-hmm. Another movie which was a surprise, How to Be a Latin Lover. That was number two.
Not to be confused with my life story, by the way. I want you to know that.
No, of course not.
Only in the interest of full disclosure.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So that was number two. It made about that $12.3 million. That surprised a lot of people. And another surprise was a movie called Bahubali 2, which is an Indian film. We didn't even talk about it last weekend because I didn't think it was going to do much. It's a subtitled Indian film. It was number three. It made about $10.4 million, and it was the largest grossing Indian film in North America of all time.
And, Steve, look at how many films. Yeah, exactly. I mean, how many theaters? 419 theaters?
That's
and
right.
And does this kind of return? Cut change.
Well, the ticket prices have a lot to do with it. I mean, there was a lot of people that really wanted to see this, so the ticket prices were between $25 and $30. In some of the IMAX locations, they were as high as $42 for a ticket. But people did show up, and they made that movie number three last weekend. Once again, a sign of the world we're living in.
Yeah, what did they think? They were going to get a discount for Hamilton coming to L.A. or something?
I don't know.
Those kind of ticket prices?
One of those things where if you have an audience that really wants to see a movie, they will pay the price. We have Boss Baby number four, and The Circle rounded out the top five. I actually went to see The Circle last weekend. Mm-hmm. This is a movie which I thought was going to be much better than it turned out being. The critics were saying, the only 17% of the critics were recommending this thing. But I said, hey, it's starring Tom Hanks.
Yes.
You have Emma Watson in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's about privacy in the modern age based on a book by Dave Eggers. How bad could it be? And then I went to the movie and found out just exactly how bad it could be.
Yeah.
You know, a misfire from people who usually don't misfire. So there you go. That's it. All right. Well, this is the beginning of the summer blockbuster season. A lot of people are really excited about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It comes out this weekend. They expect it to make between $140 and $160 million just in this country alone this weekend. It's already broken $100 million overseas. 86% of the critics are recommending this thing. It looks like it's going to be hot. I mean, this is a movie which doesn't take itself too seriously. And people, they just kind of have fun with the whole Marvel comic idea. And this is basically the team's continuing adventures as they traverse the outer reaches of the cosmos. The Guardians must fight to keep their newfound family together as they unravel the mystery of Peter Quill's true parentage. Peter Quill, of course, played by Chris Pratt. Old foes become new allies. Fan favorite characters from the classic comics will come to our heroes' aid as the Marvel Cinematic Universe continues to expand, as does the bank account of the Disney company. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is going to be big this weekend.
Number one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Yep.
One of the cool things about this, about the first one, was Peter Quill had a mixtape, and it was this thing which kind of acted as a way for him to stay connected to Earth and home and the family that he lost. And this was separate from the actual film score. It was a mixtape. So they decided to release the contents of Peter's mixtape on an album, and this thing went platinum. Now, this is a repackaging of old hits, but people, you know, hey, they loved the music, and so they went out and bought this album. So it was a big deal when the new film came along. What was going to be on the awesome mixtape 2? Mm-hmm. And they've released the track listing. Here are a few of the titles. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Mm-hmm. Box on the Run by Sweet. The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. Brandy, Come a Little Closer by Jay and the Americans. So that, of course, is out and people are excited.
Wow.
People are already downloading the mixtape. Peter Quill's mixtape, Volume 2, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
So we're introducing all those old classic hits to a new generation, no doubt.
I guess that's what's going on here. It really is kind of an interesting sidelight for what will be a very big
movie. Is there going to be a backmasking track in there that says Paul is dead or something, just for fun?
Well, Well, it could be. I don't know. We'll have to, I haven't downloaded. Well, I tell you what, they do have this, I remember, I haven't heard this title for ages. Wham, bam, shang.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was around for all of that. Anyway.
Well, see, those are all my disc jockey years, man. I was burning up the vinyl during that time, man, you know.
Bringing back the Flashlight by Parliament. There you go. That's out this weekend as well.
Good fun.
A different note entirely, we have a movie called The Lovers. 89% are recommending this. We have Deborah Winger back, along with Tracy Letts. Now, this is a look at love and family and fidelity, starring Deborah Winger, Tracy Letts. They are a long married couple, completely dispassionate husband and wife. They're in the midst of serious affairs with other people, and they're increasingly committed to their new partners. But then on the brink of officially calling this marriage quits, a spark between them suddenly and unexpectedly reignites, leading them into an impulsive romance that forces them to navigate the complications of cheating on their respective lovers with their actual spouse.
Cheaters that cheat again.
it really is very well done, and it's a mix of humor, powerful emotion, they say, the story that is a uniquely honest take on modern marriage. 89% recommending The Lovers. That's out there this weekend as well.
And nobody gets shot, right?
Well, you know, I love a movie that is well written and introducing material you haven't seen before. I don't think I've seen that plot before.
No.
All right, we also have a movie called The Dinner. This is based on a novel by Herman Koch. Great cast here. We have Richard Gere starring as Stan Lohman. He's a popular congressman running for governor. He invites his troubled younger brother, Paul, played by Steve Coogan, and his wife, played by Laura Linney, to join him and his wife for dinner at one of the town's most fashionable restaurants. Now, the stage is set for a very tense night. You see, while Stan and Paul have been estranged since childhood, their 16-year-old sons are friends, and the two of them have committed a horrible crime that has shocked the country. Now, while their sons' identities have not been identified or discovered, and may never be, the parents must now decide what action to take because they know what has happened. So this is an interesting idea here where the parents must now decide what to do about their kids who have committed this horrible crime. Do you turn them in or do you let them lead their lives? Interesting moral dilemma. And it's very well done in this movie called The Dinner, 54% recommending. Remember, of course, Rocky Balboa, right?
Sure.
Legendary movie, speaking of franchises. We have a movie out there this weekend called Chuck. He was the pride of Bayonne, New Jersey. This is the man who went 15 rounds in the ring with Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the real-life inspiration for Rocky Balboa. But before all that, Chuck Wepner, in this movie played by Liev Schreiber, was just this liquor salesman and a father with a modest, prize-fighting career. His life changed overnight when, back in 1975, he was chosen to take on the greatest in this highly publicized title match. Now, it's just the beginning of a wild ride through the exhilarating highs and humbling lows of sudden fame. But what happens when your 15 minutes of fame and the spotlight are up? 71% recommending Chuck, based on a true story, out there this weekend.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Should be good. And then a movie called Mom and Me, if you want to check it out online. It's about what happens when a radio talk show host decides to ask guys out there in Oklahoma to talk about their mothers. 100% recommending that one. And don't forget, we have Mother's Day coming up here soon.
Well, yeah, why not? Just good timing and all. And it's probably a good plug for all the therapists out there as well.
Absolutely.
Steve Evans, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live. We'll see you at the Cineplex.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas Seed Oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters.